Aubrey Ickes and Morgan Babb, seniors already, or finally. You two have had a lot of court time with the Bulldogs, and glad that both of you are on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
For sure. All right, we'll go left to right as I'm looking at Morgan, senior guard from Caledonia, Michigan. 3-2 to start the year. Obviously, you'd like to be 5-0, but some memorable wins and a memorable moment for you over at Siena Heights. So let's talk in general first. How do you think the year's gone for you and the team?
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, so far we came out to a strong start, and our team gets along really well, and I feel like we have some good chemistry on the court. And, I mean – to go over to the Siena Heights game after that, it was just great. It was a great feeling, like, to win Siena Heights the last time ever playing them, and just to know that they're just, like, off with a loss, which was – that was a good feeling, you know?
Yeah, rare opportunity, right?
Yeah.
If my mind is treating me correctly, Aubrey was involved in that play, right? Are you setting a screen?
I think
on
so.
That one?
You said a cross screen.
I think
yeah.
I screened
cross
for,
screen, and then Morgan found herself open, yeah. And who triggered it in?
Triggered it in?
Who did the pass?
Oh, Anna.
Was it Anna?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Freshman.
Yep.
Making
freshman.
An impact.
Yep,
so,
it was kind of high pass, but, you know, I got up and got it. So
yeah,
well,
she knew you could go up and get it. Expectations this year, Morgan, for the squad, I know. The league thinks we're going to take a step up this year, projected third.
Yep.
I know your coach has lofty goals and high expectations for your team.
For sure, yeah. He definitely raised the bar this year. For his second year, he's looking for us to step up, I think, in leadership roles and just, like, manage the team and lead by example on the court.
All right, Aubrey, I'll throw some questions at you now. Senior forward from Livonia, not too far away. 3-2 start. Do you kind of echo what Morgan says in terms of the start to the year? Obviously, you want to be 5-0, but you're not 0-5.
Yes.
You're just above 500. So how would you say your season has gone as an individual and then as the team?
I think coming into this season, it's with the second year with the same coach, we're way ahead of where we were last year. Just starting off with more experience, and we know what he wants from us, and he did a great job recruiting. So all the freshmen and our transfer, Ava, really contribute to our team. So it's just been such a difference this year, and I feel like we're way ahead of where we were last year at this point.
So you two are generally post players. Ava comes in.
Yep.
I think she has some post experience as well. So what has coach done as he moved you out a little bit, Morgan, or how's that worked with the three of you on the court
yeah,
at the same
so,
time?
Well, obviously Aubrey's still the five.
I know.
And
she's,
then,
it doesn't have your height here, but
no, yeah.
a tall young lady.
And then I'm still at the four, but Ava's at the three, but she runs the floor so good, and she puts her hand up every time, and I feel like we're just a tall lineup,
yeah.
And it just helps.
I feel like we connect very well together.
Yep.
She could have came in and, like, I guess came in for Morgan and while Morgan was on the bench, but just having us all three together out on the court is a great way to play teams, especially teams that are tall coming into our conference. Like, playing Kelvin, I feel like that's going to be a big advantage for us this year, and we just play off of each other really well.
So you two, the three of you, I should say, make up for how short your backcourt is. I mean,
yeah, Hannah and Ash, yeah.
Yeah, Ash is sitting behind you,
yeah.
And Hannah, yeah, kind of the same thing. Two young, talented guards.
Yeah.
What's it like working with those two, with you two being seniors? We'll start with Aubrey for this one.
Yeah, so working with the guards, our coach puts a big emphasis on giving us the ball and then kind of playing out of us, so trying to get into the middle of the court. And they've definitely learned, especially Hannah having a year under her belt, to give it to us and then cutting off of us. It just works really well, and they know when to give us space when we're going to drive it or shoot it. And Ash has learned really well how to pass it to us coming in as a freshman. I mean, it's hard to learn what the coach wants, but they've been doing a great job with that.
Well said. Anything
yeah.
to add on to that, Morgan?
I mean, yeah, Ash, like, being a freshman, she is a starter, so she stepped up in that role. We run a lot of, a lot of screen plays for us, I'd say, and to have patience on those screens and, like, not rush the pass. And, like, I feel like they've both, Hannah and Ash, have been doing really well with that.
Talking with Aubrey Ickes and Morgan Babb with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. Want to talk about your coach for a second. He's out of earshot, so it's okay. He's not listening to this right now live. He got a technical foul the last game I was at.
Yeah, he did.
And that was late in the game. His style, I admire the way. I feel like he's fighting for you guys on the court.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, it's a lot of like, hey, coach, get back. Don't say that or don't do that. But as a player, I would like that. I would like a coach that puts himself out there like that.
Definitely. It's nice to know that he cares about us. And especially me, I've been getting a lot of foul calls. And some of them were, you could say, aren't actual fouls. So he really fights for that. And then fights when I am getting hacked and they're not calling anything. So it's nice to know that he has our back.
Yeah. I want to – that was the Bluffton game.
Yes.
That we had a pretty decent lead. Blistering first quarter. Mm-hmm. Bluffton kind of made it a little bit tighter toward the end, and then that tech happened with less than a minute left,
I think it was. It was like a minute 30.
And Ashlyn was on the free throw line.
Yeah.
And I don't – yeah.
Clutch free throws.
Yeah.
Right?
We knew that was after that tech.
Yeah. So we're not quite into league play yet. What's kind of the goal for the team before we get into a very good – MIAA, obviously winning games, you'll learn how to win, that type of thing. But how do you think you're going to grow between now and your first conference game? We'll go with Morgan first.
Yeah. I think handling pressure, I mean, we haven't really seen, like, it's a different story in conference play. Like, their pressure is just so much different than, like, out of conference. And, like, especially on the ball. And Hannah and Ash, like, especially for Ash, like, first year, like, handling that pressure that the MIAA, like, throws at you, like, that will be really huge. Like,
yeah, so I'm thinking the Trines, the Calvins, the Hopes.
Yeah,
exactly.
They like to do that kind of
get
thing.
Get up in your face.
Yeah, and I don't think you are that team that will pressure the ball like that just because maybe you are a bigger lineup, maybe. I don't know. But is that maybe a wrinkle you're going to do this year or – stick to some half-court stuff?
I think we're going to stick to the half-court stuff. Like, the past couple days in practice, we've been working on just focusing on us as a team and our attitude going into the games. So I feel like these pre-conference games are a big help because we can see our body language and see just the little things that we need to work on, which are definitely going to translate into the conference play.
Defensively in college basketball, I find it very important, and I'll see it in high school too, get rebounds defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't allow second chance points. Don't allow these second and third opportunities. And you two are obviously a big part of making sure that doesn't happen, right? Getting those rebounds. And it's showing up in your points per game. You allow just over 60 points per game. That's a number that I'm sure, you know, Coach Miller and the rest of his staff are looking for. Do you guys dig into the numbers as deep as I just did as players or coach just – you know,
yeah, we do dig into the numbers a little bit. Like, we have goals that we have for every game, like how many rebounds we would give up, how many rebounds we want, the turnover numbers, just things like that. And then we try to hit those goals, and if we don't, then that's when we take the time to reflect and just see, like, things that we need to do in practice to achieve the goals and numbers that we want.
I was talking to the men's coach last week or a week or 2 weeks ago. They film practice. Do you guys do that? Do you film your practices and break down film like that?
We film. Sometimes. Our practices are filmed. We don't break them down as a team, but we do break down all the games that we've played as a team and then, like, really focus on the things that we want to work on.
Yeah, because that kind of blew my mind a little bit that, well, yeah, you practice a lot more than you play, and you can get a lot better during practice. So, hey, film that and learn from it. Mm-hmm. Morgan, could you talk about the rest of your coaching staff? It's the same as last year, which has to be good for continuity and things like that.
Coach Angela, she's primarily guard. Like, she was a guard in college, so she knows a lot about guard. She's been coaching up, like, Hannah, Ash, Pat, and she does a great job, like, just putting in her little, like, comments and making sure and, like, today she was saying to me and how I need to flash in front of people instead of in back of people. And she was saying how maybe Aubrey did that a couple of times too in practice. So I feel like she has a lot of good points to put in. And I do trust her a lot. So, and I trust her holding back coach when he's trying to get those technicals.
It seemed like one of those where it was like a token, like, or was she actually holding him back?
She had her arms around him,
restraint.
It didn't really help.
You see those in pro sports where it's like, hold me back, but they're not really really going after it.
Yeah.
So does Coach Miller work with you ladies in the post, or is that Coach Perry?
Yeah, I feel like it's more Coach Miller, but Coach Perry has a lot of passion, and he really is he's kind of the grit coach.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can't teach, effort, but, he really just, challenges everyone to, get on the ground for it, rebound. He's very passionate about
that. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
In practice.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah.
Okay.
If if we mess up a lot, he does get out of it.
Good effort. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Talking with Aubrey Ickes and Morgan Babb with the Adrian College women's basketball team on the ACL Access show from Frickers. In Adrian, we talked about the defensive side, give up just over 60. You scored just over 64 points a game. Obviously, you want to get that number up a little bit, but if you're scoring more than you give up, you're going to win every game.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts offensively? I know any given night you two are capable of 20 points.
Yeah, offensively, again, we just try to work through the post mainly, get it to us, and then try to create off of that. I mean, we have very capable guards, so especially when the shot clock gets low, we like the ball in their hands. But once they pass it into us or we pick and roll, they're very good at giving it to us and then seeing what we have off of that. And that's what our offense is based off of.
Yeah, we have a lot of plays where, we do screen for them, and they come off, hard off the screens. And it's, at that point, obviously it's their decision whether they want to, kick out for a three or, to pass to us. But
well, they got to wait for you to set the screen, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've got
so I don't get
them
moving screens. Oh, my gosh. Always.
Yeah. Man, they always seem to find those, you know?
Yeah.
Being a post player in an offense that wants to get you the ball, and let's say it's unsuccessful. Let's say you turn it over or miss a shot. They have to feel comfortable giving it back to you. Do you find that being a struggle in game of, you know, I played JV basketball 15 years ago, and they just would not throw the ball in the post. Because they didn't trust that it would happen, and you're not perfect, and they're not perfect. How do you balance that during a game?
I definitely don't think they wouldn't trust us if we miss a shot or miss a layup or anything like that. We have a very good team culture, and we like to come together and never blame each other. We'll be like, yeah, that was a mistake, but next time you're going to get it, and you're going to make it. So,
next play mentality.
Yeah, they've never held back from giving us
and
the
then
ball.
Vice versa, you kick out for an open three, and they miss it. Okay.
Yep.
I know it's early, and I've watched you play a couple of games. There's a lot of players getting involved. So far, you have a very deep team. I think Coach Miller's not afraid to go 9-10 deep.
Yeah.
Most nights. I don't know if it's going to be that way toward conference, but it's nice to get everybody involved
Definitely.
At this point. So is that something you might do moving forward, or kind of we'll see?
Yeah, I think this next game that we have tomorrow, he's actually going to go even deeper into the bench just to give those that do play a lot of minutes a little bit of a break, so then the next time we go back on the floor, we can give it all of our effort that we have. So it's going to be nice to see what the players that don't necessarily get the most playing time, what they're capable of, and what they can contribute more to our team.
And speaking of being able to give it all and things like that, the last couple of years, Morgan, they've added the media timeout.
Yeah.
So you get more breaks naturally during a game. As a player, do you like that, or do you feel like it kind of can stifle momentum if you're playing well?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I am feeling it, I would obviously like to keep it going, but normally it is awesome for me, us.
Okay. Because you're playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and her do get a lot of minutes, I will say, and it's super nice.
Okay.
Because obviously, no one wants to get subbed out. So,
exactly.
It's a nice little break.
Yeah, it can allow you to stay on the court
longer.
Yeah,
it's the perfect amount of time just to get a breath.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Next, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Wittenberg. What kind of scouting? Obviously, Coach Miller does a lot of that, or Coach Angela, or Coach Wayne. How much of that gets relayed to you? Like, how much film do you watch as a player compared to maybe the coach? That's always kind of been on my mind.
Yeah, so I know for a fact both Coach Angela and Coach Miller watched a ton of film. And it's primarily Coach Angela's job to do personnel and, like, kind of analyze the players that we're about to play against. And then Coach Miller, he'll analyze, like, the offense and defense of both teams. So basically we go over, like, we'll go over personnel and then we'll go over their, like, offense and defense that they run.
Okay.
If they're playing, like, zone or man or, like, if they – like, the team that we're about to play sets a lot of screens. So, like, we just ran over a lot of that today.
And that's, like, the day before a game or
– Yeah.
So we did that today.
Okay. All right. How much time do you spend after a game going over stuff? Because I know it's like, hey, the next game, you know, got to, you know, move forward. But sometimes you have to evaluate what you just did, what you did well and what you can improve on. How do you guys do that?
We normally do it the day after the game before our practice. We only take about 30 minutes to an hour, really, to just hone in on, like, the exact details that he wants to translate to the next game. Especially because they already know what the next team is, like, capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what we need to fix that we're going to have to do for the next team.
I have a facilities question. It might be weird for a listener that doesn't know basketball. One end of the Marilat has the padding, and it's just a wall, cinder wall. The other end has the entrance, bunch of doors. So your shooting background looks a little different or deceiving. Is that something that, you know, can maybe be to our advantage, or you prefer one side over the other? Because as a shooter, that can kind of change things up.
Yeah.
So you shoot more. So.
Well, she shoots some further away.
Yeah.
You're just shooting layups. Yeah.
I mean, you shoot jump shots. But, yeah.
So, yeah. And free throws.
Yeah.
It's a little different on both sides.
I mean,
Do the doors matter?
To me, no.
Okay.
Just, I mean, we're in the gym every single day, so, like, I'm used to them.
Yeah.
But I guess if someone's jumping up and down, like, and they're right in front of me, in the lobby,
Okay.
I'm locked in during the game, so I don't really realize anything around
me. Well, and every gym is different, right? So Siena looked a little different.
Yes, I don't like playing at Siena.
Their
court's terrible.
It feels different in other
I don't know if anyone
gyms.
At Siena's listened to this.
Just the court itself is...
And the
like
rims, oh my
shape.
Gosh, their rims are terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
I couldn't make a layup on
playing
them.
In
like, terrible, terrible.
Away gyms than our gym, because we practice every day, so I feel like it doesn't really affect me. But, like, going to, like, Elma, where they have just, like, the stand-up baskets where ours come out of, like, the ceiling, I feel like that's different.
Oh.
Yeah, that...
I didn't think you were allowed to have those.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Like, Trine and Hope and Kelvin both all have those.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Which
and
one do
Kelvin's
you...
lights are bright. They shine right down on you. And it's different, yeah.
So which one do you guys prefer, the one that's hanging from the ceiling or from the floor up?
I guess from the ceiling just because
we
have it.
Yeah, just because we're so used to it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't run into it after you shoot a layup.
That's true. Yeah, that's true when you get hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, conference games, you're looking forward to this season. You'd like to host a conference playoff game.
That'd be awesome.
I think that would be nice. Let's maybe host two. But what's it going to take, you know, for this team to take the next step? You know, I went with you ladies out to Calvin last season and played with him. Shots were tough to fall that day for whatever reason. What do you think it's going to take this year to take that next step and play for and maybe win a conference title?
I feel like for our team, the next step is definitely our defense. That's what we've been really focusing on, because sometimes the guards will get driven past and then it's our responsibility to help, and then it puts us in foul trouble. So we've really been trying to stay in front of the player and just not let them get to the middle or closer to the basket.
Yeah, our one-on-one defense for sure needs a little bit of work. I mean, our defense for sure.
Is that because guards in the conference are driving guards and not...
Usually there's just, like, one or two shooters, like, on a team, and then the rest are drivers, or, like, at least like, will pull up, maybe, like, from mid-range or, like, in the paint, but...
Okay. Well, and I feel like if I were on offense against the Bulldogs, I'd want to spread you out, right? I'd run five out, making you two run all over the court, and, you know, we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
Well, good luck tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Marilat. People can head on over there, enjoy some local basketball. They'll play Wittenberg. If they want to hear my weird voice, I'll be doing PA for you guys again. So best of luck tomorrow. Good luck moving forward. And number one, thanks for being on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
They rehearsed that, by the way. That was nice. That was Morgan Babb and Aubrey X with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. Bulldogs taking on Wittenberg, 6 o'clock tomorrow over at the Marilat Sport and Fitness Center. We'll be back. We're going to talk some ACHA men's D1 hockey right after these words. It's the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can visit the Marilat Tuesday at 6 p.m. and watch women's basketball, or you can check out men's hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena, also on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Seasons Eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can visit the Marilat Tuesday at 6 p.m. and watch women's basketball, or you can check out men's hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena, also on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Well, welcome back to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. Team photo going on right now. Probably could have waited another few seconds in the commercial, but hey, that's okay. Women's basketball team representing here at Frickers. So follow the Cave on social media, and you'll hear or you'll see that when Stacy gets that posted up. Appreciate talking to Aubrey Ickes and Morgan Babb again with the women's basketball squad. It's now time to hit the ice. Longtime defenseman. I've talked to your defense partner earlier on the show, but it's now time to talk to Ethan McLaughlin with the ACHA Men's D1 Hockey Program. Grad student, defenseman. Penticton, British Columbia? Am I close on that?
Penticton, British Columbia.
Penticton,
exactly.
British Columbia. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me. So I know this team's expectation is national championships, and you have every right to think that that is your expectation, is to win a conference, make the tournament, mm-hmm. win the darn thing. Obviously, that's on your mind this year, but a lot of things to happen before then, right? 15-3-2 on the season. Tough schedule Coach Gary Stiles has put together, and that's no surprise. So, Ethan, can I get your thoughts from a savvy vet on this group?
Yeah, no, it's it feels like our team's really starting to click right now, and some good vibes in the locker room, and I think we've been showing it on the ice as of late as well. And yeah, like you said, we have all of those expectations as a group, and we want to keep those as our standards and as our expectations as a team. So,
being a defenseman, I have to ask about the goalie situation. A little different than the last 4 or 5 years in net for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But what's it been like playing with a new keeper this year?
Yeah, no, Dylan, he's been great in net, especially with him being a freshman. And then Peyton Traska, he's been really solid in between the pipes as well. And mm-hmm. it's been pretty cool to see how they've been going back and forth a little bit. And, you know, both really great guys, and they get along well too. So it's a good feeling knowing you got two solid goaltenders ready to go any night. So
I know the game moves so quick. How much in-game can you really communicate with a goalie on any given play?
Yeah, I believe that's more situational for sure. If the goalie goes to play the puck, then, you know, you're either kind of calling for a pass, maybe calling their name, or tell them to rim the puck, get it off their stick as quick as they can, or sometimes they might make a play that they see, but in situations like those, you always want to communicate as best as you can to the goalie. And sometimes they'll say, you know, like, I got shot if it's a two-on-one situation as a defenseman.
Okay.
And then maybe you'll go closer towards the opposing player who doesn't have the puck to try to take away that option.
Is a lot of this autopilot for you? Like, you see what's going on, he sees what's happening, and you know what should occur next based on all those scenarios?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's usually pretty instinctual. Like you said, okay. It's the first thing you see. What you got to go with what you see, right? It's probably better to say something than nothing, for sure. And if you can help the goalie out any way you can, you definitely have to as a defenseman. So,
all right, speaking of defensemen, I mentioned your defense partner, Nathaniel Mott. He's been skating alongside you for quite some time,
and definitely
talk about unspoken things and instinctual, you know, kind of one last ride with him, right?
Yeah,
you know, get it done.
Yeah. No, I love playing with Motter. We've definitely built up some chemistry together, and you know, after playing with a partner for a few years now, you get to pick up on their habits and where they are on the ice. And I think me and Motter and I have been playing pretty well together, and we both like playing with each other. So he's a great defenseman.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you guys plenty, so I know, you know. Maybe you don't have a for sure answer on this. Could you count on one hand or two hands how many times you have not been his defense partner? Has it been most of your career? Or
so
when did that
my freshman
start?
Year, he wasn't here yet.
Okay.
So I was playing with Dylan Kent and Devo. But it's mainly been with Motter for sure.
So after when he got in.
Yeah, I played with Brody Thornton for a little bit as well, but not nearly as much as with Motter. So.
All right. Talking ACHA men's D1 hockey with Bulldog defenseman Ethan McLaughlin, top of my head, 77.
Yes.
Look at that.
Correct.
Look at that. I'm on fire. I had a freaking chicken wrap. I'm dialed in.
Nice.
Brain's firing right now. So 4-0 in conference play. Got to feel good about that. Still ranked fifth in the country. Losses, those three losses to top six ranked teams. So you know, kind of gets you a taste for hopefully what's coming down the road with Nationals. Mm-hmm. You know, you might see these teams again, and that's why Coach LaSalle schedules those games, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we want to stay in that national tournament mindset as much as we can, and playing those teams throughout the season, early on, mid-season, late season definitely helps. Yeah.
Your head coach hit a milestone this weekend.
Yes.
Were you guys aware that he was at 299 going into that last game of the weekend?
We were.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that like? You know, do you celebrate with the coach or just, you know?
Yeah, we
give him a little kudos there.
Yeah, we may have given him a little water shower after the game.
Yeah.
some water bottles were definitely getting sprayed around. But yeah, huge milestone for our coach. He's a great coach, and what he's established for our culture and our team and our expectations is pretty incredible. So for him to hit 300 is pretty awesome to see and be a part of. I remember when he hit 200. I believe that was my freshman or sophomore year. But yeah, no, he definitely deserves it, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, the math. This is his 10th year as coach, 300 wins. That's 30 a year plus, because he's in the middle of year 10. That just speaks to the program that he's built there at the Arrington. Talk about other guys on his staff. I know that's not a big shakeup, but a new face or two behind the bench with Gary.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Doug Raymond, he's the best. You know, he's been coaching with Gary for a long time, and they're really good friends, and they played together, so they gel really well together. And you know, Dougie, he helps out on the defensive end.
Oh,
he does. On the bench.
Okay.
So he's usually running the D, so I get to see a lot of him during game time, and he's great. He's awesome. And then we got Brendan Stanko, who came in and after Tyler Fife left, which, you know, those are big shoes to fill, but he's done it in his own way. And Pfeiffer, he was amazing for us. I got to play with him and get coached by him. Same with Brendan Stanko.
Sure.
They're great guys, and they know the game very well. Then we got Will Smith, who is his first year kind of full-time with us, and he's been great during practice, during games. And we also got Ty Cataline. He's been helping out at practice, and Rodney Stewart. So we have a pretty big supporting staff, and our coaching staff, you know, they put in a lot of time and effort at the rink, away from the rink, their own personal time. So it's a lot of sacrifice to be a full-time coach, and, you know, us as players, we really respect what they do for us, and it means a lot. So and it's clearly working.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of AC alums on that list of names you're mentioning.
Yeah.
So they just want to be around the program.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. All right. Let's see. Well, 13 points for a defenseman. 19 games. You'll take that. 2 goals. 11 assists. I mean, do you see yourself as an offensive-minded guy?
Yeah, I see myself as you know, I try to do my best to be a two-way defenseman.
Okay.
Take pride in the D zone and playing solid defense, and I'll do the best I can to help out in the offensive zone as well. So, yeah, been a little bit of a slower start for me this year, but I think, you know, that I'll just do the best I can.
It'll
at both
happen,
ends.
Right? Yeah. Aside from the goalie situation looking a little different, there are a few newcomers filling out a very veteran lineup.
Yeah.
For you guys, what's it been like getting those guys, you know, not only production-wise, but maybe culture-wise, plugged into what this program is all about?
Yeah, you know, for our freshmen and transfers, you know, it could definitely be a bit of a change for what they're used to in their previous programs. But I think they've all been doing really well and have been adjusting to our culture very well, and you know, they're great players, great people, great to have in the locker room, and doing very well on the ice.
And I can imagine, but I'll probably never know because I might not ask him how many guys Coach Estalos has had to turn away that have wanted to be a part of this program, mm-hmm. but there's just not a roster spot, you know, or, hey, you know, you're a great player, but you're not our fit, or, you know, looking for that combination. Does that put it in perspective for you and maybe some of the vets, like, you know, we're earning this jersey. You don't just put it on it and you're a Bulldog. You got to earn it.
Yeah, 100%. It's not a right. It's a privilege. And, you know, for us players, you know, after you play a certain amount of years and you get to see the players that have passed on, you know, that have left, aged out with school, you know, it really puts it into perspective the culture and the history before we came here and how important that is to our group and what other guys have built before us. So we just do our best to keep that going and make them proud. And our coaches, you know, they know how to recruit very well. So
go north of the border quite a bit, don't they?
Pardon me?
They go north of the border quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah, I think we're we got quite a bit of Canadians on the team, half and half, I'd say, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere
I think it's a little more than half.
Maybe a little more than half. Yeah.
Language barrier is tough, right?
Well, we do have a couple of French Canadians.
A couple of French Canadians, okay.
Yeah.
They speak enough English to get by?
They can get by.
All right, well, that's good. That's good. All right. Speaking of Canada, what a nice segue we put together for this next question. Hockey can be unique in how you get to the college level. You know, some places are lucky enough to have high school hockey. Some are not. Got to go play juniors or club or travel. Ethan, what was your path to get to Adrian College? Did you come in as a freshman, so you've been here 5 years? How'd you get to college hockey like this?
Yeah, I played minor hockey growing up in Penticton and played for the Okanagan Hockey Academy from my 9th grade to 12th grade.
Okay.
In high school, and that was located in Penticton. And then I played junior hockey for 3 years after high school. So I played in the BCHL, AJHL. I played out east for a little bit, and then ended up back in BC playing with one of my hometown teams, and played for quite a few different junior teams, and then got recruited by Gary and Dougie in my 20-year-old year when I was in Nelson in the KIJHL. That was kind of a COVID year, so it was definitely a little odd then. I was talking to a few different schools, and Adrian definitely had my attention the most, and, you know, seeing their winning records and what they built here was pretty attractive. So kind of just went with it, and it was somewhat uncertain times. It was a FaceTime tour Dougie took me on back then. But, yeah, it was one of the best decisions of my life to come here for sure. So,
Is that a pretty common route for hockey players to do, you know, juniors? And then do you age out when you're 20
In junior hockey it's usually 16-year-olds to 21-year-olds.
Okay.
So you can be turning 21 in your last year of junior, and then you age out, so you either got to go to college or pro, or
you still get obviously eligibility for
college
if you want to go. And you do not get paid in juniors, or do you get a little bit?
So
generally, I mean, it's not cheap. I know hockey's not cheap.
Yeah, no, like in the CHL, like the WHL, OHL, that's like major junior.
Okay.
They get small amounts of money when they're playing. But when I played, you know, junior A, junior B, we weren't getting paid any money at all.
All right.
So some junior programs, especially more nowadays, you actually have to pay depending on what league or level it's at.
Okay. I just like learning about
that kind of
stuff.
It varies league and team and whatnot.
So you could have a 20-year-old freshman or 21-year-old freshman in college.
Yeah.
Are there some guys that go right in as 18-year-olds right out of high school or 17, 18?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, it depends.
Is that common for your team? Or is it
for our team, it's more common to have players who aged out of junior, so are usually coming in as 21-year-old freshmen. But okay. We do have players that have came in, you know, their 19-year-old year or 20-year-old year for sure. Like Sebastian Smith, he came in, I believe, as a 19-year-old. We got Marley, he's young. Jonah Ziskinder, Brandon Nye. Those guys came in a little bit earlier, but for the most part, the
20-ish-year-old.
Yeah, 20-ish, okay. 21.
Ethan, one more question for you. Yeah. Got some notes here. It says you're the vice president of the Adrian College Special Olympics Committee. Can you tell me about what that is and how you got involved?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm the co-vice president this year. When I first got involved, I believe it was my sophomore year. The Special Olympics group here had organized an event where we went out with the Special Olympics athletes in the community here, our team on the ice. We went on the ice with them and had a really great time. And at this time, I was in the teacher ed program, and I just had a blast doing that and had a really great time, and then asked to be more involved and just kind of stuck with it ever since. So I became more involved the longer I stayed in, and it's a really special group of people, you know, all the board members and especially all the athletes that are involved that we get to participate with. So really great group of people, and Jesse Solis, and yeah, could go through all the names of the board.
It's quite
members,
a few, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. The team is hitting the ice home tomorrow night. Kind of a rare Tuesday game. Obviously, you normally play Thursday, Friday, Thanksgiving on Thursday. I should say American Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Right. You'll correct. Still celebrate it here, though. But tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, taking on Indiana Tech. Quick report on them. I know they're pretty close in proximity, so there can be kind of a built-in little edge to that contest, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, they're a good team. We've had some really good, intense games with them in the past, and we're expecting it to be a battle. So that's what we're preparing for, and I know all the guys are really excited to get out there.
So. Is it going to be a home-and-home Tuesday, Wednesday, or just one game with them?
Just one game.
All right. Yeah. Well, best of luck at the Arrington, 7 o'clock. Be there to watch the ACHA men's D1 hockey team. 77 is the sweater for Ethan McLaughlin, the student, the grad student defenseman. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Grab some chicken wings, and we have our next guest ready to go. So good talking to you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We did talk some men's ACHA D1 hockey. We'll talk the women's side in just a little bit. Did talk some women's basketball, Aubrey Ickes and Morgan Babb. I had a Cave staff member ask me what that loud noise was in the background. I didn't think that got picked up on the air. A bus tub got dumped at a table a couple away. I think the plates are okay. People are okay. Everything's fine. We'll take a break. We'll be back. ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Seasons eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can visit the Merrillat Tuesday at 6 p.m. and watch women's basketball, or you can check out men's hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena, also on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Seasons Eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can visit the Merrillat Tuesday at 6 p.m. and watch women's basketball, or you can check out men's hockey at the Arrington Ice Arena, also on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wentz here with you at Frickers in Adrian on Main Street, South Main, here in town. We got sales manager Stacy Mitchell, Josh Mitchell, no relation, back in our studio. Our engineer today, Gabby Brume, with ACTV. That's Adrian College TV. Follow us all on social media. You might as well. You're on social media anyway. Might as well follow those two entities. We are talking ACHA hockey still. We're going to switch locker rooms. Go with the women's side here with the D1 squad. We have Addison Scoville and Taylor Robinson with the Bulldogs. Taylor, a senior from Lloydminster, Alberta, and Addison, a freshman from Coronation, Alberta. Well, you're from the same province, so you're neighbors, right? No?
Kind of. Yeah. Not really.
No. Geography joke to start the interview. We'll start with Addison, being a freshman on this Bulldog squad. How'd you find your way to Adrian?
I connected with a coach at a showcase and just in Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's where I was playing before, and ended up getting really interested in the program. So came down for a tour, skated with the team, really loved how the girls were and everything here. I really love the campus, nice small place. So ended up signing a couple months later to the team, and here I am.
Showcase. Is that something the school puts on, or like ACHA puts on?
It was a academy school showcase.
Oh, what school?
It was a prep academy.
Okay. And where'd that take place?
In Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, that's right. So then our coaches went there?
Yeah.
To talk to you? Got it. I had it flipped in my mind. I was like, oh, yeah, they came down here.
No.
No, obviously they went up there. Was it quite a drive? Or does it make sense to fly?
It made more sense to fly for me. I flew down here. So.
Hockey culture up there. You got to be a Jets fan, right? Is that kind of a protocol there?
Being there, it's Jets fan, yeah, but living in Alberta, Flames fan for sure.
Oh, I got it mixed up. Wait, so how far did you have to get to this showcase?
Well, I moved away from home and played in Pilot Mound, Manitoba, which is about 2 hours from Winnipeg. So still like 12 hours from home where I played.
Oh my gosh.
The past two seasons.
Hockey players travel. That's what they do. I bet playing here at Adrian College, the travel seems less.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to Ann Arbor. That's awesome. We're going to Metro Detroit. This is pretty cool. Taylor, being a senior, I've learned to not assume that you've been here all 4 years. But have you, or what was your path to Adrian College?
Yes, I was here from the start. I've been here all 4 years. I actually got recruited by Hannah Griffin, who coached here 5 years ago. And then when I came, she had left, and then that's when we got Carter Clark. And then Carter was here for 2 years. We had a good run with him, and then he left, and then now we have Brendan.
So third coach in 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have the same coach twice.
Yeah.
We kind of like, oh, great, we're going to get another coach. You know, like
kind of,
from
yeah,
junior
actually.
To senior, like, well, I'm kind of used to it now.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's nothing new. It's kind of happened before, so.
Coach to coach to coach, how much stylistically can you really change? Because you can't do a lot, I imagine, with a roster.
Yeah, I mean, like, a coach can only do so much. Like, I think with the group of girls that we have, we, you know what I mean? Like, we could almost, like, not have a coach, but it's very nice to have a coach.
Right, yeah. Well, I've seen some club teams that, sorry, ACHA teams that are run like a club, and it seems like a player coach.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so that's the way.
Yeah, it definitely is nice to have, like, the guidance from a coach, but
yeah.
It's also nice when you have a group like we do where we're all highly skilled and we can run the team.
Obviously. Did you wear your ring?
No, I didn't.
Where is it?
It's at home in its little box.
It's safe?
On display.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago. The last year made the – how far did you get?
We lost out in the semis.
Was it the semis?
Yeah.
Okay. Goal this year, obviously, to make nationals again. And every ACHA team seems to be different in what you have to do to get to the national tournament. So walk me through again what you have to do to get to the postseason.
I mean, from the year that we won, like, we had a really tight group of girls.
No, I mean, like, logistically, you have to win your conference.
Oh, yeah.
We have or to win. Is it computer rankings?
It's
how does that?
Computer rankings, for the most part, top 10 goes to nationals.
Okay. Does that include conference champs?
I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't really matter. See? They're all different.
Because we have, like, our conference rankings, and that's just our conference. And then we have the teams outside of our conference, and then that's our nationally ranked.
Okay.
So top 10 out of those nationally ranked teams will go.
I feel like I shouldn't be sitting this close to you because you're on fire right now. 8-game winning streak. You're 11-6-2 on the year, 7-0 in conference play. So, Addison, something must have happened here the last month or so. Kind of a sluggish start, but what do you think happened? Got things rolling?
I think our team really just something kicked in where it was like, okay, we've all been together now. I mean, we faced some adversity with some losses, some team dynamics, but I think we're all really working together now. Just really finding ourselves and our like each own roles on the team too.
Taylor, aside, well, I mean, the coach being back for a second year, that's some consistency. You did lose quite a bit of veteran leadership on the back end of things for your team. So, do you think it took maybe a couple extra weeks to get things rolling in that way?
Yeah, I mean, like Addie said, we've definitely faced some adversity that we weren't really expecting at the start of the year. And I think that with the seniors and the leaders that we have now, they really helped us recuperate and regroup and come together, and we just make sure that we're all focused on the end goal.
Well said. All right, I'm reading some stats, and I feel like they're flipped around because my paper says Addison is a defender.
I am a defender, yes.
Okay. 2 goals?
Yeah.
So you're an offensive defenseman.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. 5 assists on the year, and then Taylor with 12 points, 5 goals, and 7 assists. And, you know, you can talk all you want about what you want to do, but in the end, you got to put the puck in the back of the net. Right? You can do everything right, lose a game 1-0. So how would you assess your season so far individually? We'll start with, I'll use the nickname Addy first. I know hockey players don't go by their real name.
Yeah, individually, I'd say, I mean, coming in as a freshman, like, it's hard. You don't know what to expect with those older girls, and you don't know, like, how fast it's going to be. I'm a pretty offensive defenseman myself, so kind of just trying to make plays, and I'm on power play trying to get that going too. But I think I've pretty started pretty strong so far.
I don't even know what nickname you. Is it just Tay? Is that your nickname?
Robbie.
Robbie. Okay. Well, how would you assess your season individually so far?
I mean, I think that this is probably one of the best starts I've had. I mean, coming into the season, I realized that, you know, being a senior, like, I need to kind of make sure that I show up every time and not necessarily like lead the younger girls, but just show them like our Bulldog culture, showing up every practice, working hard, and it'll pay off in a game.
Let's see. Oh, speaking of those rankings we talked about a couple minutes ago, up to 7th in the country, 54 goals scored while just allowing 28. Addy being a defenseman, let's talk about your goaltender situation. What's that been like here as of late?
Yeah, I'd say we have some really strong goalies. All 4 of them have been doing really well. I mean, comes from the whole team, but they've really been showing up to games and working hard in practices, and it's really showing in our games, honestly. They're keeping us in there when things get close.
And a lot of it's on you.
Yeah.
Right? You know, being a commentator, I'll say, well, nothing the goalie could do there. She was a 2-on-1. What are you supposed to do?
Sometimes it gets hard.
She was out of position, and goalie doesn't seem complicated from a naive person, but it is quite complicated back there. Robbie, offensively, your line mates this year, are they similar to last year, exactly the same, all new? What's it been like, or is it kind of a rotational thing?
I mean, I played with a bunch of different lines last year.
Okay.
Tyla is one of my line mates. She's our captain this year. I played with her a bit last year and then a bit also in my first 2 years. And then me and Marshy, number 63, Chloe Gregory, we played a lot together last year. So we had some good chemistry coming in this year. I think that our line has been flowing really well, and I'm happy with how things are going.
All right, next game, December 4th against University of Arizona. I had that game on the Cave. Is it Arizona State you guys played last year?
Yes.
Here? Yeah. Okay, so you get Arizona. Interesting for them to come out here and play. I'm sure they'll play you, U of M Dearborn, and maybe another team as well.
Yeah, I think they do like a little Western trip.
Yeah.
Eastern trip. Sorry.
That's okay. do you guys have those kind of trips? I know you'll do some maybe east sometimes, or what? Have you had to travel a lot this year?
I mean, not like really yet. Like, we've gone to St. Louis our first weekend.
Okay.
And then we always go to Liberty in February, and then it rotates like every year. 1 year we'll go to Minot and play Minot and Jamestown, and then the next year they usually come to us.
Okay. Nationals in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, best of luck December 4th. Taking on University of Arizona. Got that game on the Cave. It says it right here on my notes, so I better be over there. Call your game. 5:15 puck drop for the ACHA Women's D1 Bulldogs. I've been talking with Addison Scoville and Taylor Robinson. Thank you both for being on the show. Your time is up. Nice job.
Thank you so much.
All right, this has been the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian right here on South Main Street. Stop on out for their daily specials, drink, food. It's a great time here at Frickers. For Gabby Brume with ACTV, for Josh Mitchell, my engineer, I'm Ian Wendt saying good night. We have a show next week, or are we off next week? Show next week? Same place, same time. Different guests, hopefully. I mean, I'm hoping we got different guests. 2 more weeks and then a break. All right. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Stacy. All right. Thanks to Tara, our wonderful waitress, putting up with my sass today. I'm all good now. I'm all fixed. AC All Access Show is in the books. Monday Night Football coming your way next right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.